It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The play Mud Row confronts themes of class, race, love, and family bonds, and it hits the stage in Wisconsin as part of the lineup of the Milwaukee Black Theater Festival that's underway. Call in with a question or comment, 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. Marty Goebel is director of Mud Row. Marty, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Well, hey, good morning, Kate. Thanks for having me.
Good morning. So Mud Row, about two sisters really grappling with issues involving race and class, love, loss. Can you tell us more about the conflict between the sisters?
Sure. It's actually about a set of two sisters. So you have sisters that are in the 1950s and then sisters that are some 50, 60 years later. And it's about what the actions of the older pair of sisters, what they do, how it affects the younger sisters later on. It's a great play. It really is. Yeah.
The older sisters, Elsie, seeking social mobility, Frances being the civil rights activist. I wonder, how does that history take us more into the present day and what the two in the present day are experiencing?
Well, it's a really interesting thing because the sisters, the older pair of sisters, the one that's involved in social activism, it's pre-civil rights movement. So we see the beginning of the movement happening. And then her sister, Elsie, is really attached to the philosophy of the talent intent. And that is the notion that there are groups of African Americans, 10%, that have to bring the entire race forward and how they're navigating that. But when things happen to them and they don't necessarily reach their goals, they change as women. And so then Elsie has a daughter, and then we see her granddaughters and what they know of their grandmother, which is always fascinating to me. I know I have clear memories of my grandmother, but I don't know how she came to be the woman that she was. Mm. And so you see that journey happen within the play.
Can you share a bit about the playwright, Dominique Morisseau, and the commentary that she puts into her works?
Yeah, she's fantastic. She's a very rhythmic playwright. So she often writes with the words that you would find in the African American population, but she structures them in such a way that you actually have an auditory spoken word sound within her text. I find this to be in all of her pieces. I've directed a couple of her pieces and performed in a couple of her pieces, and she's just fantastic. Really writes universal stories through the specific lens of the African American.
And you say you're continually on the lookout for projects that dissect society and issues that remain unresolved or rectified. How does Mud Row fit into that category?
Well, I think it's fascinating. We all come from families, no matter how fractured or cohesive they are. And the way in which she writes teases out just how repair or disrepair happens in the family. And so essentially, this is a family in conflict with itself. And because they're in conflict with themselves, it ends up being conflict with the community or within marriages or within the sisters' relationships within the text. I think that answers the question.
And
yeah.
it seems like there is this the issue of the house, and that it's about the sibling relationship in the context of the family struggle over generations. And it's not just about keeping a house or a real estate transaction. That seems to be something that families grapple with is property.
Yeah. Yeah. Who gets it? How it was obtained, do we keep it, what is the value, and does that value pass through the generations? And in discussing this within the context of the play, we're looking at gentrification. The modern sisters or the younger pair of sisters are One is very dedicated to finances and has little connection, while the other one is finding emotional stability within the home. So it's a matter of the importance of this property and will it stay in the family? Can it stay in the family? And should it stay in the family?
We're talking about the play Mud Row. It's part of the Milwaukee Black Theater Festival. Marty Goble with us is the play's director, and you can join in with your questions and comments along the way. 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Marty, you've performed and directed plays across the nation. You teach theater at the university and the youth level. What surprises you most about directing this one, this play?
A lot of conversation has come up about familial relationships, and it has caused people within the play, not just the actors, but the production and design team, to analyze their personal relationships. And I'm often surprised at what people are willing to share. Yeah.
So I would imagine if that is coming up among the cast and crew, that audiences will have a similar experience after seeing it.
I hope so. And I hope that it will not only make people appreciate what they have, but maybe move towards resolution if there's conflict within their families. Yeah.
What is it like for you as a director, because Mud Row transitions between those past and present events? How difficult is it switching from past to present on a live production?
You know, you'll see that I'm tinkering with the notion of what's real. So often the ghosts of the past or the older sisters are moving through the house as the younger sisters and their spouses are in the house. So it's really just pushing forward the notion that those that came before us are always here. And if you look deep into yourself, you can see your past, present, and even your future.
What did you think about as you worked to build the cast and the roles and who would play them? What were you looking for?
I was looking for people that could execute the text. It's tricky. And I was also looking for a group that I could make a family, that you wouldn't be shook in thinking, well, that can't be a sister or that can't be a grandmother. And then I was also looking for men that could be a wonderful representation of the most positive aspects of the African-American male. And so that's what I was looking for. And people that could hear my direction.
And then take it, I would imagine, too, because there is that feedback involved.
Yeah, there is feedback involved. I do believe that, you know, a director's job is to take the story, process the story, and come up with a vision for how it's to be presented. And you need people that are game for your vision. And that's what I have. Mm-hmm.
So Mud Row, part of the Milwaukee Black Theater Festival lineup, the 3-week event celebrating Black arts and culture. There's also a masterclass, plays, family night. How does this festival support Black artists in Milwaukee?
It gives them a platform to perform, to learn, to gather. And it's not just for Black people. It is rooted in the Black experience and us gathering and supporting the community. But it also is welcoming to anyone. Come and hang out with us. We're fun.
How is the theater community doing, coming out of the pandemic years?
I think the community is doing better than expected. We are certainly recognizing the need for storytelling and to have a reflection of ourselves on the stage. And I think that, you can't really kill a good thing. It will come back. And so, you know, have there been struggles? Yes, financial struggles, people often leaving the industry. But those hard and true appreciators of the theater arts are resilient, and we're still here, and we're still growing, and we're still we're still here, essentially. That's the best way to say it. Yeah.
How have you stayed resilient? What have you had to do personally?
You know, I get this question often, and I never know how to answer this because I am one of the lucky few that didn't see a change in my workload, and I have a great family life, and so we were happy to be in the house together and explore what that meant to be just isolated in that way. So I didn't have the struggles that so many did, and I think there are a lot more people like me that it didn't knock us down. It was a shift in how we approached our day to day. But I didn't really struggle during the pandemic. I don't know if I should have shame with that, but it's the truth. So,
Marty, as part of the festival, you're also teaching a play development workshop and a master class, and you say that full body expression and movement are important for Black actors and actresses. Why is that?
Because we are a group of people that come from a rhythmic existence, and the drum and the calls that we have always had within our community before we even came to this country are still present. And I think often when you move through theater in other cultural communities, that there is an unwitting, I think, push to take that out of us. And I think that Black folks, we move, we shake, we always have, through marches, through migration, through dance, through spiritual appreciation, and pushing that forward for the African American community and allowing that to shine on stage is of the utmost importance for me.
We're going to circle back to Mud Row. What do you hope the audience takes away from the play after tomorrow's first performance?
That often you're speaking to people in your family that may rub you the wrong way or may in your eyes have fractured particular things. And if you go back to the beginning, if you study, if you research, if you speak with those people, where they were coming from, the time they were born, then often a lot of things can be explained. I know my grandmother was born in 1912 in South Carolina, and often some of the things that she would do coming out of the Depression and living in kind of a rural area would just baffle me. But as an adult woman, I can go, of course that makes sense. Of course that makes sense. So having conversations with those that came before us, that are still here, and that we're blessed to speak with, and finding out what makes them tick, why they got here, is only going to be healthy for the individual themselves.
Marty, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Marty Goebel is director of the play Mud Row. It's part of the Milwaukee Black Theater Festival, which starts today. We have a link at wpr.org/mornings. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.